Hi, welcome to the Integrative Health Podcast with Dr. Jen Flegar. This podcast is meant to educate and empower about important health topics. Dr. Jen's passion is to get to the root cause of disease and prevent illness. She will also feature guests who are experts in their fields and experiences in all things related to integrative medicine.
So tonight, I wanted to just kind of talk about something that came to my attention, and I just, since it's a new vaccine, I wanted to kind of just talk about it, give the positives, give the negatives. So what it is, it's a new vaccine called Vaxelis, V-A-X-E-L-I-S, and what it is it's a hexavalent vaccine. So it's the first, I believe, hexavalent vaccine, which that means it means six different vaccines in one, okay? So what this is, it's diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, hepatitis B, poliomyelitis, polio, inactivated, and Haemophilus influenza type B, or HIB, and that makes it hexavalent. And the new guidelines for this, and it's FDA approved, and it fits into the CDC schedule as three doses of Vaxelis between turning 6 weeks and turning 5 years old. And I'll include on my podcast the show notes the FDA download from that. And then I just wanted to read some things from the vaccine package insert. Vaxelis may be used to complete the hepatitis B vaccination series following one or two doses of other hepatitis B vaccines in infants and children born of hepatitis B antigen negative mothers and who are also scheduled to receive the other antigens in Vaxelis. However, data is not available on its safety and effectiveness of Vaxelis in such infants and children. Administration of Vaxelis following previous doses of inactivated polio Vaxelis may be administered to infants and children who have received 1 to 2 doses of IPV and are also scheduled to receive the other antigens in Vaxelis. However, data is not available on the safety and effectiveness of Vaxelis in such infants and children. Administration of Vaxelis following previous doses of Haemophilus B conjugate vaccines. Vaxelis may be administered to infants and children who have received 1 or 2 doses of H influenza type B conjugate vaccine and are also scheduled to receive the other antigens in Vaxelis. However, and then it goes on and on. That was quoted, okay? So, you know, they don't have the data yet. This did go through vigorous vaccine FDA approval, the whole thing. And it's actually been used in other countries before. It's kind of being more accepted here. And let's see. So from what I read, that each 0.5 ml dose contains 319 micrograms or 0.319 milligrams of aluminum from aluminum salt used as adjuncts. And the active ingredients are inactivated bacteria of diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, HIB, and inactivated hepatitis B and polio viruses. And it is not a live vaccine. Other ingredients, aluminum salts, polysorbate 80, glucuraldehyde, formaldehyde, bovine serum, albumin, neomycin, streptomycin, polymyxin B, ammonia thiocyanate, yeast protein, and water. Okay, so let's talk about this. So I think positives and negatives, and this is why this is an informed consent club. So if you add up, if you are going to get, so some at some of the visits per the CDC guidelines, sometimes infants and children would get all of these, but in different shots, if that makes sense. So they might get one that has like 2 or 3 in it, you know, like diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis are all together, right? So that would be one shot. And then they would get hepatitis B, and that's another shot. And then they have some, you know, trivalent, and they have a pen, you know, one with 5 in it. So they'd be getting 3 separate shots. So if that was the case, the aluminum, I was looking, if you get all of those separate, the adjuncts is going to be added up to more, if that makes sense. So if you're going to follow that and get all of these at once, you're getting less aluminum and adjunct. And what the adjunct is for is because it is going to stimulate the immune system. Like, hey, wake up. There's something I want you to see, right? Because it's bypassing where it would just normally come in, you know, our innate immune system, and our immune system's like, hey, what's that, right? Because it's, you know, this it's inactivated. So that's what the adjuncts are for, to kind of say, hey, you know, we need to poke the bear, right? And the bear's our immune system. In contrast with the COVID vaccinations, the mRNA, it's more of like, you know, kind of like a gene thing. It's going in there. It's not, you know, you don't need an adjunct, if that makes sense. So that would be a positive. The big negative I see is that I like when I'm dealing with patients, a lot of my patients I see, you know, they're vaccine injured. You know, I see the cases that are more rare. And, you know, when we're looking at a vaccination schedule, I think go, you know, one at a time and go slow, right? You know, and don't get vaccinated when you're sick, don't give Tylenol, you know, all of those good pearls. But so the negative for this would be the pediatrician's office, if they're only giving this and they're saying it's only one shot, that might confuse the parents, because it's not just one shot, it's actually six in one, right? And I think that would be a little bit confusing and frustrating, because they're going to be like, because I heard a pediatrician say it about this one. Well, I didn't, but someone I know did. They're going to be getting them all anyway in one visit. This just combines them all. And that kind of takes away from individualizing a vaccine schedule. Say if there is a history of vaccine injury in that population, that family, and that individual, okay? And it's really easy to go and get these more separated, right? And just make it a nurse visit, get one at a time. The other problem is, which confuses me, that pediatricians wouldn't be more worried about this. So say they get this new Vaxalis and they do have a reaction. You have no idea what it was too, right? I mean, this is like, say, and this goes against like what pediatricians, this is why, like, I wish I could just get in the brain of a pediatrician. And this like goes against, so say, okay, your kid's ready to eat, okay? Make sure you only give them one thing at a time. You don't give them six things at a time. And then you can't take it back. You can't say, oh, you gave them apples, pears, bananas, raspberries, blueberries, and they had a reaction, and you're like, let's guess which one it is. You should have only been doing one at a time. Well, crap, like 6 months, 6 weeks old, and you're giving all of them at a time. But anyway, I mean, I'm kind of beating a dead horse with that, because it's not going to change anything. But the purpose of this room is to have an informed consent, right? So anyway, there is a positive. If you add up the aluminum adjuncts and all the other ones, it's going to be more than doing this one. So I can drop some websites on that. I think that's basically all I wanted to say about this. Just kind of wanted to get the word out there and just talk about a new one, because I'm about informed consent and making sure that we are all knowledgeable. You know, we read package inserts. There's a package insert on this one. It's right there, all the safety data. So I would encourage you, if you're going in, if you have a newborn or grandchildren or whatever, just to read up on it, so you can go in with your questions, be prepared, and know a little bit more about what's on the market.
This podcast is created and hosted by Dan Flegar and is for informational purposes only. It is not medical advice. This podcast disclaims responsibility for adverse effects from use of information contained in this podcast. This podcast does not promote opinions of their guests as their own and does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests of the show or endorse any qualifications for the guests of this podcast. Guests may have financial disclosures. If you think you have a medical problem, consult your personal physician or team. Thank you for joining.